Hello everyone, I am Pew Roy from ACS1 Kalpakkam. Children, today we are going to discuss the second module for the chapter Fun with Magnets. I hope that you have learnt few things about magnets. Let us discuss one more time what we have learnt in our last class. We have learnt that those substances having the property of attracting materials like iron, cobalt and nickel are called as magnets. Magnets are of two types based on their occurrence: natural magnets and artificial magnets. Natural magnets are those magnets which are found naturally, while artificial magnets are man-made magnets. They are of different shapes. Magnet was discovered by an ancient Greek shepherd named, can you tell? Yes, Magnes. Those rocks contain the natural magnets were named as magnetite. Materials which are attracted towards a magnet are called as magnetic materials. Can you recall some examples of magnetic materials? Yes, you are correct. You have iron, nickel and cobalt like materials which are getting attracted towards magnet. On the other hand, some materials, they are not get attracted towards magnet and they are called as non-magnetic materials, like scale you are using, the rubber you are using or eraser, plastic, wood, etc. So I think we have recalled what we have studied in last class, and then we are going to check what is there in this module. This module contains poles of a magnet. Children, we will find out the poles of a magnet and what is the meaning of poles. Then finding directions, we will find out in this class that how using magnets we can find out our directions. And lastly, we will discuss about a device called as compass. Let us do one activity to find out the poles of a magnet. Here, aim. Our aim is to find out the poles of a magnet. Requirements means what we need to do this activity. We need a magnet, a white plain paper, iron fillings. Children, iron fillings are small pieces of iron, or even pins you can use, or iron nails also can be used for this activity. Procedure means what to do, what we are going to do in this activity. Spread some iron fillings on a sheet of paper. Place a bar magnet on this sheet and observe what is happening. Observation: more iron fillings get attached to the ends. We can conclude from this activity that the iron fillings are attached more towards the region closer to two ends of a bar magnet. Draw the diagram in the notebook. Just you will get like this what we are having in next slide. Then in this diagram you can see the red color part is the bar magnet what I have given in the last module. Then children, we will discuss about an interesting story of finding directions. There was an emperor in China named Huang Tai. He had a chariot with a statue of a lady that could rotate in any direction. It had an extended arm as if it was showing the way. The interesting property of the statue was that it would rest in such a position that its extended arm always pointed towards south direction. By looking at the extended arm, the emperor was able to locate directions when he went to new places on his chariot. Here is the picture we have in the textbook also. Let us do one activity using bar magnet and we will try to find out the direction in our place. Aim of this activity is to find directions using bar magnet. Materials required for this activity are a bar magnet, a piece of thread, and wooden stand. Procedure. Take a magnet, put a mark on it, one side only. Tie a thread that will help to suspend it from the middle point on the wooden stand. Make sure that the magnet can rotate freely. Let us check and let it come to rest. Make two points on the ground to show the position of the ends of the magnets when it comes to rest. Draw a line joining two points. This line shows the direction in which the magnet was pointing in its position of rest. Rotate the magnet gently, pushing one end in any direction. Let it come to rest. Again, mark the direction at its rest point. Repeat this for more observations. Children, here we can observe that magnet always come to rest in a same direction. You can arrange your own magnet in this way as shown in this figure. Finding direction using sun. Use the direction of the rising sun in the morning to find out the rough direction towards east. If you stand facing east, to your left will be north. Finding direction using sun may not be very exact, but it will help to make out the direction north from south on your line. Using this, you can find out which end of the magnet is pointing to the north and which to the south. In your notebook, you can draw like this, north, east, south and west showing direction as a cross and you can mark it. We can conclude from all these activities that a freely suspended magnet always comes to rest in the same direction, which is north-south direction. Second point, the end of the magnet that points toward north is called its north-seeking end or the north pole of the magnet. Third point, the other end that points toward south is called south-seeking end or the south pole of the magnet. Lastly, we can conclude that all the magnets have two poles, whatever their shape may be. Very important, children, these points you must remember to do further activities. Let us discuss now about a very interesting device, a compass. In olden days, traveler used to find directions by suspending natural magnets with a thread, which they always carried with them. Later, a device was developed based on this property of magnets. This is actually a compass. Is a small box with a glass covered on it. The magnetized needle is pivoted inside the box, which can rotate freely. It has a dial with directions marked on it. It is very easy to find direction at a place using a compass. Let us check how it can be done. The compass is kept at a place where we wish to find the direction. Its needle indicates the north-south when it comes to rest. The compass is then rotated until the north and south marked on the dial are at the two ends of the needle. To identify the north pole of the magnetic needle, it is usually pointed in such a way and also painted in a different color. So children, if you can arrange a magnet, try these activities and try to find out the direction of your school gate or the classroom, in which direction it is opening. Thank you.